Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A pair of Adolf Hitler's shorts sold at an auction earlier this month for $6,500. The skivvies were left behind at an Australian hotel in 1938. The seller was heir to the hotel owner, who had kept the monogram shorts as a keepsake after they were laundered, of course. Thank goodness. Well, you heard Amazon bought Whole Foods earlier this summer and started shaking things up in the grocery industry. Well, here's Walmart's answer. Grocery delivery in your refrigerator. The idea they're working on is grocery delivery. Yes, you give them a one-time pass to get into your house, and the delivery person will stock your fridge and pantry with your ordered food while you're at work. Color me suspicious. Trix is bringing back artificial colors and flavoring. General Mills says some customers complain when the company committed to all natural colors and ingredients, including radishes, purple carrots, and turmeric, to color their cereals. So now the company will offer Trix Classic alongside their all-natural Trix. All right. Super investor Warren Buffett is in the latest issue of Forbes magazine, and he says the market is going higher. In fact, he says in 100 years from now, the Dow Jones will hit 1 million. And he said, for all the talk about panic and shortening the market, it's never a good move to bet against America. Turn to the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Candy corn as pizza topping? Really? Somebody apparently did this. From the picture I'm looking at, it looks like it worked. It actually melted pretty seamlessly onto the cheese and sauce. I don't know about that. I got a big enough problem with pineapple on pizza. Mentioned that I was at Pumpkin Fest, the first Halloween celebration of the weekend, over the weekend, and Americans are going to spend about $9.1 billion on Halloween this year. That's an all-time record. Almost three times what we spent just 12 years ago in 2005. So how do we spend all that money? $3.4 billion goes to costumes, $2.7 on candy, $2.7 on decorations, and $410 million on greeting cards. Study also found that 71% of us plan on handing out candy this year, 49% will decorate the house, 48% wear a costume, 46% carve pumpkins. Our family always does that. 35% go to parties, and 31% will take their kids trick-or-treating. That's just a month away. Well, a month and a few days. Since there are only a few days left in September, here are a few things that you could save money on. Things that always go on sale in September. TVs are a great value right now as they start making room for the newer models. Smartphones. Apple and Samsung typically announce their latest models in September, like Apple just did. So if you're cool with buying a phone that isn't going to be brand new anymore, you could probably get a great deal. New cars. Just like TVs and smartphones, new car models start hitting dealerships in September, so you have the upper hand when negotiating. And vacations. With kids back to school, summer's over, you should be able to get some great shoulder season discounts if you travel between now and the middle of October. Few random facts. In Argentina and Spain, Tuesday the 13th is considered unlucky, not Friday. The Harlem Globetrotters theme song, Sweet Georgia Brown, is a ragtime song from 1925 that was about a lady of the night. And Canada, the first to have a hit with a rap song, number one on the charts a full decade before the U.S. Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang was number one in Canada in 1980. Ice, Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice, number one in the U.S. in 1990. Did you know? Or do you care? South Haven's Light Up the Night fundraiser for the kids at South Haven Public Schools happens this Saturday, September 30th at South Haven High School. You can learn all about it at Light Up the Night 2017 on Facebook. All the who, what, where, when, and why details you need are right there. Probably see you there. Light Up the Night. And right before that, you can check out the new high school with a free tour. That starts at 5 o'clock this Saturday. All you need to know about that at shps.org. Knucklehead news out of India, where a guy got throat cancer from smoking. So last week, he shot his co-worker who introduced him to cigarettes. The guy ended up dying from his injuries. So now he's facing murder charges. Oh, what a way to go. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something buzzable, please send it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. You can fax 637-2675, leave a message on Facebook, or tweet me at SuperHitsPaul. As always, you can drop the information off here at the station right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors on M140. We have a drop box on the building if it's after hours. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz, available 24/7 on our website at WCSY.com. Become a subscriber of the Daily Buzz and you'll get it in your email every day. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.